What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Putting in Work. This is an overtime bonus episode. I say bonus, but it's actually in place of a regular episode this week. I'm on holidays, and for the first time in more than 2 years, I'm going to take a week off putting in work, and I hope that's okay with you, because it's really hard to come up with a new guest every week, especially when you're trying to cram these in early to get it done so that there's an episode to go up when you're away. So I just thought, you know, I had this great conversation recorded a few weeks back as part of the 8-Bit cast, which those who are friends of 8-Bit will know, Putting in Work is on the 8-Bit Collective, and via our Patreon, people who pay at least $1 a month get access to this conversational podcast every 2 weeks. They get early access to these episodes with a different cast every time. I was on this episode with our friends Drew Agnew from the House of Mario podcast and 8-Bit's social manager Dane Peavy, who's the host of a podcast called Pushing Through Blue, a mental health discussion podcast. And the episode we recorded together was an AMA, an Ask Me Anything, and we just had about an hour-long chat talking about all kinds of random topics from animal euthanasia all the way through to parenting, farming, and what you're going to hear very soon is our discussion on podcasting and what it's been like for each of us with our respective podcasts over the past 6 months. And I thought it would be a really good kind of inside baseball look at this podcast and what I've been doing recently in my perspective and mindset going ahead, because the podcast is changing and my approach to it has been changing over time and in the future as well. So I thought we've got this great conversation here. Not a lot of people would have heard it from the 8-Bit cast because it is behind that Patreon paywall. However, every 2 weeks the previous episode goes free to the public, so if you look for the 8-Bit cast on iTunes, you'll be able to listen to that a couple weeks later. But for now, I'm enjoying my beautiful holiday in sunny New Zealand, probably half freezing to death, but I'm sure it's beautiful anyway. And here is the discussion with Drew and Dane. Enjoy the show.
I think I got a question for you guys. If
let's hear it.
You're ready to move on?
I think we're ready to move on.
Yeah. Talk about animal demise. How has the last 6 months of you guys creating your podcast gone? You know, obviously, Dane, you've started recently. Jono, you've been doing yours for over 2 years. What have the last 6 months been compared to, like, say, Jono, when you started, and Dane, you know, starting up and getting your episodes out there and recently getting new guests on and bringing on people that are sort of outside of our Australian
community?
Corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dane, I'll let you go first because I've been talking a lot.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I actually got a question for you for this, Jono, but so it's a good one, Drew. Yeah, look, I'm definitely the newest kid in the school for creating podcasts. It's one of those stories, and probably everyone's heard it, where I've listened to podcasts for a number of years, and you know, I was one of those people that was just sitting on the sidelines wanting to create content for so long, and it was always about the, you know, trying to put in work to actually get ready and doing the research on microphones and everything else, and consuming so much time until you just start taking action on it. So the podcast has been going for, like you said, Drew, about 6 months. I think it was end of August 2018. And it's certainly been a real eye-opener for me, for someone that hasn't created a podcast before. So this isn't like a, you know, this isn't a second or third project for me. This is literally like definitely greenhorn on this and learning as I go, and I'm very fortunate to have guys like yourself and the other guys within the 8-Bit Collective to I guess get information and share their knowledge and their understandings of what's going on. But for me, there's just so much involved with creating content, finding guests, the editing side of things. Like I don't do a weekly podcast because I just don't have the time, and you know, I, John, I've had chats about that. Balancing family life and having young kids and work and creating content, you know, it can be quite full on. But I've loved the journey. The journey's been really, really rewarding for what I'm looking at, both myself and hopefully those that listen to the podcast. And I'm constantly learning. Hopefully I'm getting a little bit better. I feel like editing seems to take up most of my time, whether that's just me being pedantic or just not good at it yet, but yeah, but it's such a, I'm so happy that I've started creating content because I love podcasts and I love listening to podcasts, and creating the podcast just gives me new respect for what you guys do and the work that goes on behind the scenes, and being able to speak to different people, get different perspective on people, and it's awesome for me. Like, I've still got a lot of learning to do, and I get a lot of feedback, which is great, and I take that feedback on, and I love it. I'm loving the journey, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Do you feel it's what you expected when you said, "Oh, I'm going to go and create a podcast. I'm going to start doing it because I enjoy listening to them. So I'm going to try and put my own voice out there." Is it what you thought it might be, or is it maybe a bit different, a bit harder, a bit, or just not what you expected?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the topic that I had expected to do. Like, I was certainly, I was interested in, you know, like you guys, like gaming and geek culture and all these things. And, you know, talking about mental health was I guess, the furthest from the type of podcast that I was originally looking to do. Yeah. And
just for the type of people out there that maybe don't know what your podcast is, just give us a run of what it is.
Yeah, sure. So my podcast is called Pushing Through Blue. So it's like an interview type podcast where I have guests on who share their stories with their own mental health experiences, talking about mental health, mental illness. The big goal of the podcast is creating awareness towards mental health, to fight the stigma, and to translate the message that mental health and mental illness does not discriminate, and it is super common. And it's just about creating awareness to it. And I think, and it, for me personally, because I went through my own mental health, mental illness challenges, and that's all on the podcast as well. But I found that it was really therapeutic for myself, listening to other people's stories, getting their experiences. And I guess it just creates conversation. And for me, through my own journey, I found that creating conversations can be a really powerful thing. Educating people on mental health and mental illness is even more important. And that's one of those ones where I just want to keep, the more people that I speak to about it, it's really eye-opening how many people go through mental health challenges, whether it's mental health or goes on to mental illness. And if we're all sitting in a room and we're all sort of having these thoughts and feelings, like, it's just about communicating. So we're don't feel like we're alone. You know, we're the only person going through this, and just creating that awareness. So it was going on to looking at podcasts, as I said, through gaming and video gaming and geek culture and all these sort of areas that I really enjoy as well. I originally didn't think that talking about mental health and having people on talking about their own mental health experiences and sharing this message would be my, I guess, main focus. But I'm glad it is. It is so rewarding. I get a lot out of it, and I speak to guests and they get a lot out of it, and people that listen to it, they seem to get a lot out of it. And if I can just keep creating the message and awareness, I mean, like, it's done its job, and it's good. And it's also given me the ability to meet new people and awesome people and get involved within the 8-Bit Collective, and just continue to grow, really.
Awesome.
That's cool.
What about you, Jono?
First of all, I'll just say good on you, Dane, for, you know, doing a podcast that stands out in its content, like its topic, because it would be an easy thing to do yet another video games podcast. Like, nothing against anyone that does that, but we know as people in this community that there are like millions of these things. So for someone to pick up a topic that can be as spicy or as delicate as mental health and the stories behind the stories, you know, that's really cool. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're doing it. So good on you.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Appreciate
that. What I love about podcasts so much, as well as like how personal it can be, like having someone's voice in your ear, and also have that coupled with like how personal mental illness can be, and sort of the struggles that go with that. Like, it's just like a perfect fit for a podcast to help people like feel like they're not alone. So,
And
I've told you a million times though, Dane, but absolutely love your show.
No, I really appreciate that. And look, just on what you're saying, Drew, sometimes we can hear something and, you know, it may resonate with someone, and sometimes you've got to hear it again and again for it really to resonate with the right person. And sometimes it's always that you've got to be in that right place at the right time with that right person speaking to you within your, you know, in your ear, like with the podcast. So having all these people come on to the podcast, I just really hope that, you know, one of these guests, and I'm very privileged to have the guests that I've had on and sharing their story, but hopefully that the right person on the right day listens to one of my episodes and listens to one of my guests, and it really resonates with them and it helps them. And that's, you know, that's my goal.
That's cool. Yeah. So the past, 6 months of podcasting, it's been it's been good. It's been fun. It's been a bit of a different mindset for me towards the podcast. I was talking to Dane about this the other night, but I guess for the longest time, you know, I'm up to episode 119 or something now, but you know, for the first 2 years of that show, there was very much I felt a need to up the ante every week to get a better guest than the previous one and to watch the numbers go up and up and up. Mm. And that had varying degrees of success, and it did slowly go up, and I got to a point where I was really proud with what I was able to do. And looking back at the guests I've had on the show, I am really pleased with how it's gone. But I got to a point where I was like, it's impossible to keep this up. And I felt, because it's a weekly podcast, just a pressure to find someone every week that was of a certain standard. Mm. And I kind of let go of that, and knowing that it would also mean that the numbers would start to go down, I didn't really care at that point. I was just like, I want to do a podcast that's fun. I want to do one where I'm talking about things that I really care about. Not that I wasn't doing that before, but that effort of always trying to find a new guest with a new story and to kind of cover a broad spectrum of topics. Because, you know, even though a lot of the content I do is similar people, I don't want to do like 5 weeks in a row of video games people. I want to mix it up. And yeah, for sure. I just decided, you know, I'm just going to talk to some of my friends. And I did a whole month of podcasting with people that I talk to a lot and just want other people to know about the content they're making. And they're not people with thousands and thousands of subscribers or Twitter followers or whatever. They were just people who do really cool podcasts or blogs or whatever it might be, who also have a story to tell. And I think, like I've said before, a journalist that I really look up to and used to work with on his last day of work after working for 40 plus years for the same newspaper said, everybody has a story to tell. You just have to find it. Mm. And I think that some of the episodes I've done with the, I guess, lesser known people have been equally as inspiring to me as someone with, you know, a million hits on YouTube or whatever. So I think that's kind of been some of the mentality that I've brought to putting in work, and like being completely open. Yeah, the numbers have gone down from probably the peak or the apex of putting in work, but it's not really my concern anymore. I just know that I've got some really loyal, really loyal listeners who've stuck with it through years, and I've picked up people in the past couple of years who have outlasted the people that started listening to it at episode one because they were friends of mine or whatever, and they've, for whatever reason, you know, they've supported the show and fallen out of following it. And that's fine as well, because, you know, everyone has their own media consumption habits and whatever, but I'm really pleased with kind of the micro community that I've got, or at least the friends that I've got that support it and have continued to do that for quite a while. And as far as the last 6 months, yeah, I think it's been that kind of change in mentality of the way that I approach the show. And I've still had some really great guests, like in a profile sense, Chris Reagan. I had this guy from Ubisoft and some really cool game devs. And I've got some big guests in the pipeline that I'm still trying to get. But yeah, I guess I'm not feeling that pressure to come up with the goods every single week. Like I know that whoever I talk to, they're going to have a great story. And it doesn't matter if they have a billion followers or not. That doesn't matter. And I'm happy with that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, like, especially with every week, I can just imagine you'll be like, it'll take up so much time just like thinking about what you can do and who you can reach out to.
Yeah.
Just let alone the fact just like, you know, getting the episodes together, actually doing the emails back and forth, getting the guests there, doing the before you do the episode, even getting the questions laid out where you want the show to go, recording the episode, and sometimes logistics of that where, you know, your guest won't have a decent microphone, or, you know, doesn't know that they have to record their own audio. So you got to walk through the process of that. And when you've got to record the episode, edit the episode, like there's just so much, especially since you're doing it weekly.
And you haven't missed a week.
That's like
that's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah, crazy and incredible.
And each of those things you said, I could talk about for so long. Like time zones. Like I know all the time differences with everywhere. You know, just from trying to line up guests and finding people who know how to use a mic and who are the kind of people that I know will be interested. Like I know who's not going to be interested. I know people who will respond quickly and who won't. So yeah, you kind of have to look ahead and go, this person that I'm going to invite might take 6 weeks to get on the show, so I'll invite them now, and I'll also invite like five similar people and hope that one of them gets back. Yeah, it's a whole thing, and you always kind of have to have something in the bank that you know is like a reliable guest. Like, for example, if I wanted to talk to Dane, I know that I could talk to him this weekend and there's not going to be any issues, and that's going to be next week's episode because someone else I've got lined up and they aren't available for 3 weeks. So yeah, that's constantly going on in my head, and one day it's going to get too much and I'm going to have to change something. But for now, I'm enjoying it and it's gone really well. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't podcasting. Like, it fills up so much of my time. Like, I don't, like, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I had a question for you, Jono, just before I jump back on to Drew. And sorry, Drew, to cut you out.
No, good.
I spoke to Eric Zutch, and I guess we all know Eric, about the balance.
Eric, how you going, mate?
Eric, he's a great bloke. Hey, and just about the balance between content creation and so, Jono, you're doing the weekly podcast. You've been doing that for a long, long period of time. But it's not just about the podcast. As Drew's mentioned, like, there are so many elements behind the scenes, you know, setting up these guests and podcasting, recording and editing and all these things. But then, okay, that's one half of it. And then there's the publishing it and the marketing and all the rest of it through the social medias and everything else. And it's huge. And I guess the one thing that I've learned about creating content is just how time consuming it can be. And speaking with Eric, it's all about knowing that it's all about the longevity, and it's all about finding your balance, whether that's, can you keep up a weekly podcast? Does it have to be bi-weekly? Does it have to be monthly? I mean, I try to target monthly because it's just the realistic position I am in with time. Plus, I don't want to do that to myself to try and, you know, find guests, you know, are you available? You available? You know, like that's not really what I'm about. But I know that's for me too. So, it's just trying to find that balance where you can do it all, but over a long period of time, as opposed to, you know, thinking you can do it and going hard and fast and putting in the work, but burning yourself out at the same time. So, but again, that comes down to different situations. Like, you know, Jono, obviously with no kids, you know, and you've got a lot more time, and, you know, we've had chats about this versus me, you know, two kids and everything else in life and trying to find those couple of hours at night. And I mean, you can, but where do you spend it? If you've got X amount of time at night, and, you know, where do you go? Do you watch a movie? Do you downtime with the wife and all the rest of it? So you've got to be careful with your time, and you just got to be realistic to just try and create longevity out of what you're doing, because you've got to keep enjoying it. Because as soon as you're not enjoying it, what's sort of the point? I don't know. So that's my position.
No, it makes sense. And it does get to the point of, like, do I have room for anything else? Probably not. Like, if I wanted to go to the gym every day, like some people do, I just can't fit that in with what I'm doing now. Like, I couldn't get up an hour and a half earlier than what I do now to go to a gym or whatever it is, because it's going to drain too much of my energy to do everything else.
What about you, Drew?
Yeah. What about you, Drew?
I feel like it's going well. At the start of the year, we had sort of the 2 weeks off over the summer, and I sort of sat down and thought about, you know, what needs changing, what needs improving, and all that type of thing. And at the start of the year, I got Simon Blackburn to draw us up a brand new logo and art for the podcast, so it gives it a lot more of a bit more of a professional look rather than just the shoddy thing I did up in about an hour.
Oh, Simon's just work is great. Look at it.
It's
such a good logo.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. When he showed me like the sketch just over iMessage, I'm like, oh my god, yes. Yeah, but the first logo I did, that was just like, all right, I just want to do this podcast. I don't want to be making excuses saying, you know, the art's not good, this isn't good. Just get something up and it will be fine. I'll get it changed. And a year later, we did. But been quite enjoying it. Just feel like the numbers are going up very slowly. Sort of, I don't know where people are finding it or how people are finding it, but they seem to be able to find it. Yeah, I don't know. Cool, man. Yeah, good. I'm really enjoying it. Anyway, it's one of those things I'm always thinking about how to, like, well, whether I should get a guest on this week or what topic we should talk about this week or should I, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's always something on my mind. Like, I'm really, yeah, absolutely love doing it. And probably if I stopped doing it today, I'd be a lot sadder person because it's, like, doing the sketches at the start of the episodes, like, are a good way to get my creative energies out there and, getting to see Bryce at least once a week to actually talk video games with him is great. And because before then, like 2 weeks might have gone by and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen Bryce in 2 weeks. But like doing the podcast forces us to catch up and just talk, which is great.
That's cool. Probably a good thing that the Switch has done so well as well. Like if it had been a Wii U experience, then that might have put a bit of a dampener on the whole
like, podcast. People might not have been as interested to listen, but I think we still would have really enjoyed doing it still. We sort of enjoyed talking about it. Like, I originally wanted to get the podcast started before the Switch was even announced as the NX, but just kept on slipping and slipping and slipping until I'm like, all right, we've got to think of a name. And, eventually came together.
Thank you for listening, and thanks as always to Audio Technica. You can catch Drew on Twitter at iDrewby, Dane's on Twitter at DanePevy, P-E-V-Y, and as I said at the top of the show, you can listen to the 8-Bit Cast every 2 weeks. It's on iTunes and podcast services, but early access comes via the 8-Bit Patreon, which is patreon.com/weare8bit, and that's where your support can also bring to life projects such as the Comedy Rewind podcast, which I'm really excited about. So go check that out. And of course, you can catch me on Twitter at Jono himself. And until next week, keep putting in work.